And it's 8:50, time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Monday morning. With our pre-opening summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices across the Midwest today are called steady to lower on reports that most packers have adequate supplies for the week and expectations that buyers will be cautious ahead of the back-to-back holiday weeks. Terminal markets are called mostly steady to 50 cents lower, with top prices from $33.50 to $38. Peoria called steady today with the top price of $33.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, December 14th, negotiated swine purchases were 20,656 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $42.50 to $54.50. The weighted average was $51.70, a loss of 15 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.68 to $43, the weighted average $39.38. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $18,406, the base price range $43 to $57.75. The weighted average was $54.56, a gain of 13 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.79 to $43.50, and the weighted average was $40.97. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. We have 22 degrees now in Friends Plaza in Brazil over the weekend. No significant rain fell from Sao Paulo and southern Mato Grosso do Sul to Rio Grande do Sul Friday through early this morning. Rain was reported in most areas to the north of this region, with amounts varying widely. High temperatures were in the 80s and lower 90s, except in a few western Rio Grande do Sul locations and from Mato Grosso do Sul to western Bahia, where middle 90s were noted. Lows were in the upper 50s and 60s and lower 70s. Today's forecast models continue favor for rain periodically in much of the nation over the next couple of weeks. The biggest change since Friday has been the return of drier than usual weather for the northeastern corner of the nation beginning late this week. Rainfall is now advertised below average much of the northern Minas Gerais and in southern Brazil. Meanwhile, I have a good portions of far southern Brazil. Meanwhile, have a good chance for timely rain, especially next week. We also believe the advertised model changes may still be a little too wet in southern Brazil, although we agree that a favorable crop development pattern will exist for a while during the next coming couple of weeks. Far southern Brazil may see net drying this week, with improved rainfall occurring for a little while in the last week of this month. Seasonal temperatures are expected in much of the nation over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. However, they'll be slightly cooler than usual in the south and west later this week and during the weekend, while northeast becomes a little warmer than usual. Highs most often will be in the 80s and lower 90s, with a few 70s in the southwest and periodic middle 90s readings in the far northeast. In Argentina, rainfall fell in 40 to 50% of the nation summer crop areas Friday through Sunday morning. Sunday was dry, although high temperatures Friday through Sunday were in the upper 70s and 80s, with a few 90s in the far north, and those temperatures dipped to 38 degrees in Buenos Aires, while 40s and 50s in the remainder of the central and southern Argentina. Mostly dry weather will occur into Thursday, but after that, wet patterns will beginning. Increasing amounts of atmospheric moisture and potential for rainfall into the nation. Showers will begin randomly during the mid to late week, with very little of moisture changing crop or field conditions initially. The precipitation will increase a little more Sunday and Monday of next week, but still falling short of a significant rain event. That changes a little later next week when rain becomes more widespread December 25th to the 27th, with up to 85% coverage possible over a 2 to 3 day period. Other showers will occur in the last days of this month as well. A short trend change in the weather does seem to be in the making. We anticipate less rainfall again in early January. The precipitation that falls this coming weekend and next week will offer some short-term improvements to crop conditions, just like that which occurred late last week. That will make it difficult for crops to be seriously stressed over the next 10 days, except in a few areas where dryness pockets will persist. Corn will begin reproducing late this month and in January, making the advertising rain crucial to production potentials. In the U.S. Midwest, a strong winter storm brought snow from Nebraska and Kansas to Ohio and Michigan during the weekend. Snowfall was greatest from northeastern and east central Missouri to central Indiana to Michigan, where 5 to 11 inches were locally with locally more reported. Snowfall west of central Missouri and southeastern Iowa reported 1 to 5 inches with a few greater amounts. Precipitation in the southernmost portions of the Corn Belt fell mostly as rain, although little freezing rain was reported with some minor flooding occurring from southern Illinois to lower Ohio Valley. Moisture totals during the weekend from southern Illinois to central Ohio were 7/10 to 2.2 inches. Moisture totals of 2/10 to 9/10 of an inch occurred from west central Illinois to northern Ohio, and up to 2/10 of an inch occurred elsewhere from northern Illinois to Nebraska and Kansas. High temperatures over the weekend were in the teens and 20s Fahrenheit in the north to mostly 30s elsewhere. Lowest temperatures in the west varied from minus 14 to 9, with some lower teens in the central Missouri Valley. Lowest temperatures were in the teens and 20s. A tranquil weather pattern will be in place through Friday across the Midwest, and some light snow showers will occur daily. Weak weather systems will bring up a quarter inch of rain, portions lower eastern Midwest on Thursday. Another weakened storm system may cross the Midwest from Friday night through Sunday. That storm system will bring precipitation to all areas of the Midwest with rain and snow. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 9.98, down 1.25. Last trade up 19.75. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9.84, up 4.5. Last trade up 21.5. July, 7.85.25, down 2.75. Last trade down 11.75. March corn opened at 4.37.75, down 0.5. Last trade up 2.5. July, 4.55.75, down 3/4. Last trade up 2. December, 4.49.5, down 1. Last trade up 0.5. January beans opened 11.57.5, up 0.5. Last trade up 3/4. July, 11.90.5, unchanged. Last trade up 8. November, 10.50, down 1.25. Last trade down 1.25. January soybean meal opened at 3.26.50, up 60. Last trade up 2.10. January soybean oil opened at 46.22. unchanged. Last trade up 33. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start in that wheat pit where we saw the nearbys made new contract highs, bull spreading a feature, heavy volume, and boy, you better be on your toes and nimble today, I would suppose.
On your toes and have deep pockets, I'd say, Dave, the way that one's trading. It just continues to run, although it might get limited a little bit with India's tender for 350,000 tons. They declined on most of that for citing too high of prices on most of them. I think they ended up, from what I understood, buying about 150,000 tons out of that tender. We saw Egypt back away from a tender on Friday because prices were too high. We may start to be pushing the bubble here on this wheat market. And a good chunk of that is all spread action as we continue to see the bull spreads roll on in that marketplace. And I think they're going to be limited long term until we start to see something happen with the wheat up in the lakes area. I tend to think that we'll start to see the March move back towards a carry against the May here as we get after the first of the year into that, probably February time slot before that happens.
Yeah, at some point that's going to twist back, and boy, they might be taking some people out in body bags at that point.
It will be a mess. I think they've already done that, Dave. So, because at one point everybody thought the high was in the wheat market, and me included, I thought you'd probably already run the gauntlet on the wheat market and push it as far as it's going to go. But today's markets are all about money flow. Outside markets, once again today, are leaning against a rally in the market. It may pull us back a little bit for a little bit, but if these guys want to buy it, if they want to own this market, we're going to continue to see the buying come in there. They've been buying with abandonment out here, just stepping in and owning this thing. I think we saw funds bought a total of 18,500 contracts or something of corn last week, 11,700 contracts of beans during the week last week. So they continue to push us to new all-time highs.
And they were in there again last night in the corn pit, pushing those to contract highs.
Yeah, and of course the wheat, as we talked earlier, 30,000 contracts of wheat traded overnight. So big action taking place. So, and it's about money flow. I think you got to still go with higher markets to start off with, a couple better in the corn. 6 to 8 better than the beans. And I think your old crop wheat will be 15 better as we get started here this morning.
Do you think there is a period where we need to be cautious in this marketplace with our bullish enthusiasm, say, within the next week to 10 days?
Well, keep in mind, last year we rallied hard right into the first of the year, and then we took a decent drop right after the first. In fact, the first day back, we started to slip. And then we got the January report, and we gapped higher and rallied our way right into the middle of February. And that's kind of what I think could happen again this year, is we get all keyed up on all this new money coming in. And in general, most of it's already taken place by the time we get there. And then we back off, see what that January crop report has to say. And then the real battle for acres takes place as we move into that crucial February insurance period where we establish our insurance numbers.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are online at WILLAG.org.